Welcome to Aquarian Radio at AquarianRadio.com. I'm your host, Janet Kira Lesson, with my co-host, Dr. Sasha Lesson, and today is a very special episode with Cobra, who is trying very hard to get onto the show. So I'm going to give you a brief introduction into his information. First of all, say hi. Say aloha, Sasha, to everybody.
Aloha.
This is actually a pre-recorded show, so we're in the past right now, talking to you in the future. So, who is Cobra? Cobra is a code name for the writer of Portal 2012 blog, which is at 2012portal.blogspot.com, and Cobra's identity must remain veiled for now for various reasons. Cobra is a messenger for the resistance movement. Cobra himself or herself may or may not be part of the resistance movement. What is important is the message and not the messenger. Human mind usually associates given message with perceived characteristics of the messenger, and this tends to cloud its objectivity. So with this quarantine Earth endgame, and this was from a posting he had on March 10th of 2014, and he said, it is now safe to release certain intel that will bring much clarity to the whole situation concerning the event. And this is like the mysterious the event, and the dynamic tension between the light and dark forces. Although this intel may be shocking for some people, time has come for people to know the truth, because only when the truth is known can situations be resolved. And let me continue. To completely understand the situation on this planet, we need to go back to a specific period of the galactic history when the dark forces were created. They have chosen Rigel's star system in the Orion constellation as their main stronghold, from where they controlled their galactic empire. They have soon discovered that taking hostages gave them the most efficient leverage against the light forces, because the light forces cared about their people and have hindered their actions many times so that the light beings, which were taken hostage by the dark, would not get hurt. The dark forces have been developing their hostage leverage mechanisms and at the same time developing exotic weaponry technologies that were wreaking havoc across the galaxy, destroying entire planets, erasing entire civilizations. At a certain point, they developed their most efficient hostage leverage mechanism. They have demanded that that source stops giving intel to the Ascendant Masters and to the Galactic Federation about the clandestine activities and plans of the Dark Forces, or they threaten to destroy large sectors of the galaxy. Certain parts of the activities, wait, let me get to this. That's page 3. Yep. Oh, since then, the light forces stopped receiving intel about a certain part of activities of the dark forces. This has created a cosmic energy split between light and dark throughout all dimensions and was the beginning of duality. On the fifth dimension above, darkness manifested simply as absence of intel and lack of understanding how to resolve the cosmic situation. From then on, certain races have begun to believe that darkness and suffering are a necessary ingredient of life experience, as night follows the day and day follows the night. Let me just read a little bit more here, and then we'll have a discussion about this. This allowed the dark forces to turn their Rigel stronghold into the first true quarantine where no light could enter, since the ascended beings didn't receive intel about the activities going on Rigel and therefore could not send love and light to heal the situations there. In secret, the dark forces have developed the most deadly weapon there, which is called the Strange Lit Bomb. It is a conglomerate of heavy quarks called Strange Quarks. When this conglomerate is put under extreme pressure and temperature, it begins a chain reaction of changing ordinary matter into strange matter. If such a chain reaction would not be stopped, just one strange bomb could annihilate the whole known universe. Fortunately, the light forces always had technology to drastically limit the radius of a strange lit bomb. And since a strange lit bomb is a much more deadly weapon than a thermonuclear bomb. Through millions of years, the dark forces have produced a few physical and quite many more etheric strange bombs and stored them on Rigel. And 25,000 years ago, they have created their second quarantine stronghold on planet Earth and transported part of their strange bombs and other exotic weaponry there. This weaponry was the real reason why the Galactic Confederation did not did not intervene during the Nazi Holocaust in Hiroshima and Nagasaki nuclear explosions and the Stalinist purges or the Rwanda genocide. At that time, the Galactic Federation did not know exactly what weaponry the Dark have on their disposal. They only knew that if they intervened, it could lead to disastrous consequences. The 20th century, the Confederation has been removing obstacles to first contact, one after the other, until 1995, they were ready to make their move. This triggered a red alert among the top archons on Earth. And they have decided to call in all remaining dark forces of the galaxy to defend the quarantined Earth. This resulted in the so-called Congo Archon invasion of 1996. Okay. So we're looking at the galactic and the intergalactic confederation. And it's called the Galactic Federation of Light, and it's the war that's been something that we don't have a lot of information on because it's been concealed from humanity. But we've been looking for information on this all along. And here we have Cobra, and unfortunately he is not able to get into the show, so we're not sure what to do about it. But Dr. Lesson wants to say something. There's more to the article, but I think I wanted to interject a few things before we read on. So go ahead.
Well, way back in the times of the Anunnaki, Marduk, who had once been...
Oh, hold on, please. Let's see if we can get him in.